In Colombia, the military has begun bombing a rebel enclave in the southern part of the country. The bombing started shortly after President Andrés Pastrana ended peace talks with guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. The 3.5 years of negotiations were stopped after suspected rebels hijacked a commercial airplane yesterday and kidnapped a prominent senator. From Bogota, Stephen Dudley reports.
In an emotional address to the nation last night, Pastrana referred to the rebels as terrorists and said they could not continue to deceive the country. The president directly addressed FARC leader Manuel Sureshot Marulanda. The two met on several occasions to salvage the process. He told the rebel commander that he had broken his word with him. Pastrana was particularly angry at the way the FARC had used a 16,000-square-mile area the government had evacuated in order to hold the talks. Using aerial photographs to prove his point, the president said the FARC was constructing secret airstrips to run drugs. He also said the guerrillas were harboring weapons and had received training from international terrorists in the zone.
No podemos soportar más sevicia y crueldad.
We can't take any more cruelty from those who say they're for peace, Pastrana said. It's not possible to sign accords on one side and put a gun to someone's head on the other. From the beginning, it has been a difficult peace process. Both sides have taken turns walking away from the table. The rebels' main complaint is that the government is doing nothing to fight against illegal right-wing paramilitaries. Rights groups such as Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International say the Colombian military works closely with the militias. The paramilitaries are responsible for the majority of human rights violations in the country. The government says the FARC does not comply with its promises. During his television address, Pastrana took the opportunity to show the nation images of FARC attacks on military battalions, police barracks, and the country's infrastructure during the last month. The breaking point came on Wednesday when suspected guerrillas commandeered a commercial flight with over 30 passengers, forced it to land on a highway, and took two people hostage, including Jorge Eduardo Hechinturbay, the president of the Senate Peace Commission. The hostages were then driven into the guerrilla-held zone.
Nos cansamos de la hipocresía de la guerrilla.
We're tired of the hypocrisy of the guerrillas, the president said. No one has closed the door on them. They've closed the door on themselves. They've made sure that no one believes them anymore. This most current rupture appears to be final, but Pastrana didn't seem worried. He said the guerrillas could not defeat the popular sentiment against them. The president also has a strong friend in the United States. The U.S. has sent over $1 billion in aid to the country during the last 2 years, most of it in the form of army training and helicopter gunships, and President Bush is proposing sending close to another $500 million this year. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.